recorder back on. It's your time. It's your time. So you want to remember that we're here to turn on the light for all to see. And the way that we ultimately serve all those that we love in and out of form is by responding to our own glory. So it's like Jesus, those that have ears, let them hear. Those that have eyes, let them see. And so, it's sort of like, imagine Jesus saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to listen to the Father because others aren't ready yet. So I really shouldn't step out and go first. We would all be denied. We would all be denied. So this is where they're asking you to step into like and fashion. In other words, to follow his lead.
It's like you cannot be separate from the Creator because the Creator created us. So we're mm-hmm. the creation of the Creator. Mm-hmm. So one mm-hmm. is. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then, wow.
She's just showing you that mirror so you can heal it. She loves you. I'm glad I'm here for just that that moment, that message. It was all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. You're welcome. Hi. How can we help you?
It's first time.
First time.
Well, nice to have you.
Thank you. I have a message and a question.
Okay. And say your first name.
Roberto.
And say it one more time.
Roberto.
Thank you. You know more than you let on. It's so interesting that the message is so similar to what we were just talking about. You know more than you let on. I don't know if you feel like others are supposed to know more, they're older, or they, I don't know what it is. But you're holding back. They're asking you, and say your name again, please.
Roberto.
To trust what you know, trust what you're receiving. Imagine, you worked at a factory and you're just watching what they do, and you know there's a better way of doing it. You know what they're doing isn't the right thing. I don't know what exactly the situation is, but as you will trust yourself, as you will honor your own wisdom, and say your name again, please.
Roberto.
You'll find that you're going to have some kind of shift, some kind of increase, some kind of accelerated presence. They're asking you to redefine yourself. In other words, come into victory, come into establishment, come into grace. You're holding, I don't know what it is, my friend, but you're holding information that is not being used yet, that you're entitled to succeed with. So it's sort of like having information and not applying it. And say your name again, please.
Roberto.
I don't know what it is. It's so similar listening to the other message that we had. I can't figure it out. I don't know if you don't trust what you're receiving, if someone convinced you you're wrong, but you're holding something of value that needs to be applied. Let me go to your question and then we'll go back to it and maybe I can figure out a little bit more what it is I'm talking about. And your question?
What's my purpose?
Okay, it's not helping. That's okay. So let me ask some questions. What do you do?
Electrician.
Do you work for yourself?
For a company.
Company. And how's that going?
It's going good.
And say your name again, please.
Roberto.
Do you have any, ideas on the side? Like an invention or an idea of something that could be done that's not being done?
Always.
Okay, I do have the right person. Okay. Always. There we go. All right, one moment. And say your name again, please.
Roberto.
As you will trust yourself, as you will honor yourself, you have something that's marketable. They're showing me Shark Tank. Have you ever heard of Shark Tank? Mm-hmm. They're showing me Shark Tank. You're sitting in on an idea that you, with the right backing, can be brought into formation. And say your name one more time.
Roberto.
Sometimes the ones with the highest degrees or the fattest wallets aren't always the best advised. So do some prayer work with your guides or your higher counsel, whoever you pray to, and ask to be shown the correct path. Ask to be shown the correct source of arrival. Part of your initiation is trust and honor of yourself and your truth. Let me see how I can help you. Hold on a second. They're showing me something where it's the same thing. It was like a fireman who noticed the way they did it, and he came up with a better way. And he's like, they should be doing it this way. He marketed it and they put it in all the firehouses. I don't know what the heck it is, but it's something like that. So I don't know if you're just going to get a promotion or you actually have something to market, but you're sitting an idea that Spirit wants out there. Let me see what else I can tell you. Hold on. And say your name again, please.
Roberto.
The best I can tell you, and I'm going to pray on your behalf after I finish saying this so you have additional guidance, is there is somebody that's going to listen and take you seriously, and there's an opportunity with that. So, let me do some prayer work on your behalf in that regard. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Roberto.
Thank you. Okay, so I have bathed you in white light, but in addition to that, I asked them to guide and direct you. So you have some opportunity in that regard. Let me see what else I can tell you about other areas of your life that may be of interest. One moment. And say your name again, please.
Roberto.
This is coming to redefine yourself, it really has to do with your perception of self. Coming to increase your likeness in exchange. In English, you don't understand how wonderful you are. I mean, you know, like you're not bad or anything, but they're supporting you in increasing your heavenly bliss. Unfortunately, the way this world works is you could be full of ego and you could not even really be that good. But because you believe in yourself, they're saying like money talks, like that energy attracts. So part of what you're understanding in this life is how to expect miracles, expect change, expect dividends. In other words, and say your name one more time.
Roberto.
Thank you. To see yourself in like pleasure, as you step up to the plate in terms of your own response system, in terms of your own excellence, in terms of your own good commodity in English, your perception of self, you've got gifts waiting for you that you're going to attract. And I feel like it's not just in the employment arena. You have other opportunities. So in English, it's sort of like there are those that are not necessarily doing that well on their spiritual growth, that just think the world of themselves. And then there are those that really are, that are still a distance from their good value. In other words, what's due them, because part of their initiation is receiving themselves in victories, receiving themselves in light, receiving themselves in holiness. You go above and beyond the call of duty when you don't have to, when no one's looking, when no one would know the difference. So from Spirit's perspective, it's like A plus. But in order to receive your just reward, you have to come to appreciate that entitlement. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you have any other questions? You're good for now. Okay. It's really good. It's really good. Spirit's going to help you. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you this evening?
Yeah.
Did you have a question? Would you just like a message?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many questions coming up. Like, I don't know. So if I just have one, I guess that the predominant sort of theme so far in my life, and it's been a long life so far, was that I've had so many like difficult personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, and it's bothered me always because I'm very empathic and always try to get along, but it seems like they're always sort of trying to trigger me, or are triggering me. I'm just trying never to be triggered, but mm-hmm. almost impossible to do. So I'm just wondering if this somehow these relationships are tied to my mission in life, because if not, I don't know, is it something I'm doing wrong?
Okay. And are you referring to romantic relationships,
well,
or just relationships?
That too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So both.
There's been one that's been particularly bothering me, and you know, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me see what we can tell you. One moment, please. I just have to say this, otherwise I won't concentrate. You have the softest sandals I have ever seen my whole life. Look at her, look how soft. Do you see?
Oh my God. I tried them on. They look like slippers.
The most
yeah.
comfortable sandals. You know, everybody should have a pair of those sandals, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, otherwise I would not focus had I not said that. All right, one moment, sweetheart. You're higher than others, and you don't understand that they don't see what you see. So it has to do with having, and say your first name, please.
Barbara.
It has to do with having sensitivity regarding like commodity, like component. In other words, everyone sitting here, we could talk about the light, and we could talk about owning like our part. You know, when we experience something, we understand it's coming from us. You know, it's just metaphysics 101. But if I went out into the world and I expected others to understand what I understood, I'd be quite a lonely puppy. Which is why we like to flock together, and those that have that awareness, simply because we're really in a different dimensional reality, honestly. And it's lonely in the top, you know? So when you have those that see things your same way, that is very, very helpful. So you have, you're very empathic. You also, sometimes have relationships where others are like at a great distance from you. So it's not that you can't have good relationships, but you would be best to have compassion and sensitivity for their playing field when you engage. And they want me to give you an example. So I was at a holiday arrangement where people were having conversations about things that I personally did not abide by, did not agree with their perspective, but I elected not to communicate that, not out of being subservient, but really under the understanding of that compassionate viewpoint that they're at a different level of consciousness. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm better or superior. I'm actually dreaming them. But it means that to debate and argue with it wouldn't serve anyone. To take offense wouldn't serve anyone. So this is where the one that has higher awareness has more responsibility. You just do, and there's just no getting around that. So that's part of the issue here is it's like apples and oranges, because you're in a different, how do I say this? It's like we all think we're living in the same earth, but we're not, because there are all these different, we're all operating at a different frequencies, and those different frequencies literally create different life experiences. So the world I live in is different than someone in a different vibrational pattern. And so when you have relationships, it requires due diligence in regards to understanding, again, not to make myself superior, but just that limited awareness, simply because they can't see what I see because they're not where I am yet. And it's part of my spiritual growth to hold that space and love, because honestly, they're just mirroring to me aspects of when I was there or when I'm there in perhaps other areas of my life. Because really, the relationships you're having, you're dreaming them. So you're really just looking at various mirrors or aspects of yourself. There is nobody else in reality. In the true metaphysical sense, you're just dreaming it all. And it's all you. So that's step one, to realize that you have awarenesses that others don't. And to have that sensitivity. That's number one. And say your name again, please.
Barbara.
One more point to this, though. One moment. Excuse me. Barbara, say your name one more time, please.
Barbara.
Thank you. There's some lifetime where you were... Oh, I don't know what it is. You were a leader. You were some kind of leader. I know this sounds weird, but it's sort of like you're just used to being right. You're used to being in charge. You're used to like, you know, just do what I say. Just do what I say. And it's not out of meanness. It's really out of, in those some of these lifetimes, it was like if they didn't do what you said, you know, everyone was going to perish in the next minute. So it was important that they did what you said. But you have this lifetime that's lingering where you're really used to being sort of like the queen. You're used to being in charge. You're used to being an authority. So sometimes that sort of wiggles out a little bit. And you may not have the awareness that, not that you're being controlling or telling people what to do, but again, it's because you really do know. And you're used to knowing, and you're used to applying what you know. So there's something about that that you're still healing. A good way to overcome that is really to serve your higher self in all moments. So it's sort of like when you wake up in the morning and allow your higher self to guide you, whether it's higher self or Holy Spirit or Jesus, you know, whoever, whatever it is for you. But when you really open up to serving that higher guidance, it's going to do two things. One, it's going to help your spiritual growth, because then you're taking your will and you're turning it over. So you don't want to be led by the ego. You want to be led by your higher self. And that really speeds your spiritual growth along. And second, it'll help you bypass the egoic tendencies in that regard, where instead of just following this old energy, you're very sensitive. You'll just sort of get like that tap on the shoulder and hear your higher self and know what to be included and what not to be included. The best way I can explain this is there are things, especially doing this all day long, every day, I just know. I know things. I just do. I can't help it. I just do. But I know not to babble. In other words, I know not to tell people. Because nobody asked me. So if no one asks me, it's not for me to interfere. It's not for me to say. But I want to help. So it's the same thing. It's like I just have a sense or a feeling where I know what to say and I know when to hold my tongue. It took me some practice, to be very honest, because I knew, and I knew that I knew. But it wasn't about, it's sort of like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's what it is. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And when you really want to be happy, the truth of the matter is, I don't need to be right, I need to be in the spiritual flow. Because when I'm one with God, when I'm one with Spirit, I'm happy, whether there's a person in front of me or not. That really is what gives me joy and pleasure. Because then it's just like that love and joy floweth over. It's like I've got all I need from Spirit, and then I just share that with others. So that's part of your path. That's part of your journey, is to learn that test of time. In other words, to learn how to master that. And say your name again, please.
Barbara.
You do have at least one relationship where you're working out some karmic residual. So there's like some unconscious material where there's just a tendency to play out that unconscious energy. So let me see what to do about that. And say your name one more time.
Barbara.
Thank you. Remember to see everyone in their purity. Remember, how do I put this? The ego is really just fear, and all we're doing is projecting unconscious guilt. So anytime you see others with guilt, it's really just your own unconscious guilt. It's a belief in separation. So just keep giving it to Spirit. Just keep giving it to Spirit. So in English, the more that, and say your name one more time.
Barbara.
The more that you are led by Spirit, is what I'm going to say, you're going to find a quickening. They're saying, like, you know, that's the pass. That's your entry. And it has to do with the fine job that you've been doing overall. In other words, they're saying, in Godspeed, in Godspeed. So beautiful. You're like at the head of the class. I mean, like, you know. You know that you know. So There's more responsibility because of that. Does that make sense?
Thank you. So, yes, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's a spirit that visits me mm-hmm. at night in bed, mm-hmm. and I can feel the spirit walking on my bed, sometimes walking over my legs. And every time it happens, I have to open my eyes because I really, really think somebody's there, you know. And I don't know who it is. I'm just thinking maybe it's my dog who passed over. She slept with me every night. but maybe not. So I called on like the ultraviolet angels to mm-hmm. protect me at night mm-hmm. and for a long, long time. Whatever the spirit was left, mm-hmm. but then the spirit started coming back. So mm-hmm. this little spirit is walking on me.
Okay. That's because you're so lovable. That's what they're saying. It's because you're so lovable.
Thank you.
Let me see. Yeah, it's in your bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I tune into your bedroom, it feels quite lovely.
Thank you.
It's probably because of all that light you called in.
I leave all the lights on.
Yeah, it feels quite lovely. Your abilities are going to really be increasing in a very short... Do you do mediumship work? Are you interested? Because you can.
I know, but my husband keeps telling me that, but I didn't quite believe him.
Well, you should believe him. You're a medium. You're really a good one, actually.
Thank you.
You can make a pretty penny or just be of great value to others. You could also learn. So you're going to be receiving an invitation in a short period of time in regards to that. And I don't feel like it's just run-of-the-mill medium, you know, like, can you contact my mother, sister, brother? But you can do that as well. I feel like it's something you'll be very pleasantly surprised. All right, back to the walking on the bed. One moment, please. And say your first name again.
Barbara.
Unless they don't know. Do you know my friend? She knows. She's this one's very good.
Let me tune in. I'll tune in.
Okay, she's going to tune in for you.
It's a light being. It feels to me like angelic-y. It's just a presence.
I can't hear you.
Is she said a light being, like an angelic presence?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I won't chase it away
it's
anymore.
It's definitely good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a part of you. It's parts of you.
Oh.
So it's a good thing. It's almost like showing you something.
Am I trying to integrate the part?
It's almost like integrating.
How beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So let me just confirm the first part, the last part, one of the parts. It's definitely light. I can guarantee there's nothing at all except light that is arriving. So thank you very, very much just for confirming that. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Barbara.
You're going places. Mm-hmm. You're going places. So put that information together with what we were sharing in terms of the offering that's coming to you.
Thank you.
Powerful, powerful group. Okay, any last questions before we close?
I have one.
Yeah.
Okay, between me and my husband, I just want to see like this past life going on. Like, well, we've been together for 13 years, and, you know, we were, like, in the midst, almost, like, separating.
Oh, my gosh. I've had all these, like, light beings go off around you when you said that. Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like there's, like, clear energy between us now, and mm-hmm. we can kind of work together. Just want to see how it looks going forward between us.
I can tell you exactly how it looks going forward. Look at him leaning in towards you. I don't need to ask spirit to know that. One moment, guys. And say both names for me.
Crystal.
Roberta.
It's being supported by heaven. That's the reason I saw those lights. It's being supported by spirit. Mm-hmm. So, and say both names one more time, please.
Crystal.
He's got your back. You're an electrician, yes? Okay. He's helping light you up. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting how that works, right? Mm-hmm. I literally had him behind your back. There's some energy. Oh my gosh, I just literally saw the Merkaba, and it's like this energy coming up your spine, and he's working with you outside. So on a conscious level, you're not aware of this, but he's working with you outside of time and supporting that leverage, supporting that light. He's like sponsoring you, where he may seem like very linear in the outer realm, mm-hmm. but on a spirit basis, it's like he's right by your side. He's right by your side. You're also working together in this parallel reality. I don't want to call it like a past life. It almost feels more like a parallel life. And that partnership's merging with this. That partnership's merging with this one. So you're going to feel the comfort of it, the power of that, the security of that as well.
So, what's like another word for
parallel?
What is it? Parallel.
Concurrent.
Okay.
It's weird. It just blows my mind to try to understand it. But we think this is all that's going on, and it isn't. It's like there are other Earths and other versions. You need a quantum someone to explain that to you. But there's another sequence or another story being acted out.
Okay.
In addition to this one.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I read Jane Roberts, who mm-hmm. was back in the 70s channeling. And one of her concepts is that at every point, at every decision, like basically the timeline splits so that we're living like multiple realities.
Yeah, we are.
Like if you've chose this in one reality, there's another reality where you chose the opposite.
Yeah.
And it was a new concept to me back
then. That's
what
Polori, that's what that meant then. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, all her concepts were radical to me at the time. She was like the first channel.
It blows your mind Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was awed by the things she was saying because mm-hmm. she put everything, like all the power, back in the individual.
Well, here's the thing. We're not individual.
you know what I mean?
Right. But the point being is we have such a limited concept of who we are, which is the reason that we're still playing out 3D.
Right.
Because we think we're here in space and time. Well, and we've got Shekhmet. Oh, my gosh. Shekhmet. Oh, gosh. There's just this offering right now. So once we step out of that perception, and they're saying in kindness, in other words, to be kinder to self. So when they were talking to Crystal, it's like being kinder to self. Once we step out of that role in kindness, it's like once we really understand our power, we no longer need to attend to just this localized, limited mm-hmm. Focus and can receive those multiple levels. So this is when they talk about as we shift on the earth plane, that it's not just about those on Earth. It's about like in ways that would just our minds just can't comprehend. This is what they're talking about because we're not just here. We're not just here. Yeah. It's not just all it is.
Yeah, we're multidimensional. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let me see if there's anything else, guys. And say your names one more time.
Crystal.
He said yes. You said yes. You had a choice. Oh my gosh, they're showing me like wires. I guess you can split a wire or whatever. So they're showing me like a wire like this. Like there was a period where you had a choice and you chose.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, thank you for choosing. He chose. He doesn't give up, I tell you that much. Even through all my realities and my comic lessons, he's very patient.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful, each of you, everybody,
you.
Just so beautiful. So let us just thank you. I receive that. Indeed, we shower each of you with light, with holiness, with reverence, with love. Namaste. Thank you.